Introduction. King Henry VIII, 1491 to 1547. Quote, "We are, by the sufferance of God, King of England, and the kings of England in times past never had any superior but God." End quote. King Henry VIII. Over 450 years after his reign, Henry VIII is still the most famous and recognizable king of England, but it's for all the wrong reasons. Though well regarded by contemporaries as a learned king and, quote, "one of the most charismatic rulers to sit on the English throne," end quote, he is best remembered today for his gluttony and multiple marriages, particularly the gruesome way in which he was widowed on more than one occasion. Naturally, that was the focus of the popular Showtime drama series centered around his life, The Tudors. Henry VIII will probably continue to be best known for beheading some of his wives, most notably Anne Boleyn. So it is somewhat fitting that his most decisive act came as a result of a marital mishap. Sharply at odds with the Catholic Church over his attempt to dissolve his marriage with Catherine of Aragon, Henry VIII ultimately broke with the Church and established the Church of England, which forever both the religious history of England and the social hierarchy of the nation and its empire. Both popular and academic historians have found it easier to fixate the public's attention on King Henry VIII of England, Ireland, and France by presenting him to history as the monarch who husbanded six wives, annulled marriages with three of them, two by execution, and executed thousands upon thousands of his subjects on the nebulous charge of treason. In short, he became something of a tyrant. Even today's schoolchildren remember Henry as the corpulent monarch of a bygone era, an egotistical monarch who lusted after women, food, and wars, each to excess. Henry arguably is most famous for creating the Church of England, but here too, popular understanding has misunderstood Henry's actual stance and contributions. Films such as The Other Boleyn Girl, 2008, and Elizabeth I, 1998, have not helped. King Henry VIII did not start life in any of those ways. In fact, he did not even start life as heir to the English throne, and when he did come to the throne at the age of 18, King Henry VIII's earliest monarchical years showed his promise as a quintessential Renaissance polymath prince. Even on the religious front, Henry VIII started out believing in the essential Catholic theology, even after the Pope and the Vatican excommunicated Henry from the Catholic Church. Until then, the undisputed political as well as theological leader of the Christendom, from which monarchs often needed various forms of legitimacy. For all these reasons, the manner in which his life and legacy diverge makes him an even more fascinating topic, one that continues to captivate audiences around the world today.